You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to the Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And it's time to get into the mailbag, bringing our producer, Chris Kuhn. Chris, what's going on in the Ask CBD mailbag?
How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Well, good, man. How are you?
Doing well. We got a few questions here on Twitter. This one comes from Behind Enemy Lines. He says, new week, same question. What's Dwayne Bowe's status for Sunday's game?
I don't know. I think that it's one of those things where Mike Pettine at least came out and said in the press conference that he is hoping to get something from Dwayne Bowe this season, and that they expect that they will get something from Dwayne Bowe this season, and that it's just more a matter of, at this point, him getting himself back into the physical condition, and when he does, they'll be ready to go with him. So I don't know. He's not on the injury report, so on some level, that's good, right? He's not on the injury report, so does that mean that he's ready to go? At this point, I don't know the answer to that, if that means that he's ready to go or not.
All right, the next question comes from David Whitman, and he asks, I feel more creativity on O is needed and could spark the team. Your guys' thoughts?
I agree with that, and I think, and I'm not trying to say in any way, shape, and form, are we predictable in any way? And I don't have a beat on that. Maybe run pass tendencies are out there, but again, I'm not evaluating this film. I just know, as I've mentioned about last week with Marcus Mariota and the zone read and the running off of it and the easy, quick throws and how it's helped young quarterbacks in the NFL, it's a copycat league. Why can't we take little snippets of what other teams are doing against our defense, of getting the ball in their playmakers' hands with space accurately and allowing them to make guys miss tackles, as other teams are doing to us? Can we create scenarios like that to other teams?
That's the real question. That's what we need to do. I think from an offensive scheme standpoint, we've had plays where we've gotten ourselves in advantageous situations with the shifts. I think he's done a good job of getting the most out of the talent that we have on the offensive side of the ball. So I think John DeFilippo has actually done pretty well so far for the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if it's about predictability. I think it's just about getting better at what we're supposed to be good at. If we can just go out there, running the football, when you're good running, you can line up and run the football.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something right now that this Cleveland Browns team cannot do.
And watching the San Diego Chargers, I watched the first quarter of the Chargers-Vikings game.
Yeah.
They will do that. They'll come out with two backs, two tight ends, and one wide receiver, and they're literally whispering, we're going to run the football.
And then they run it.
And then, later in the game, they might take a single, a max protection with maybe a checkout, one-man route to, say, Malcolm Floyd or even maybe, Keenan Allen, a guy that might be able to get behind the defense and take that shot based on the fact that we've lined up in this five times now and we've given you five runs. The sixth one, not going to be a run.
Not going to be. And that's what you do. That's called scheming and setting people up and trying to get people into your tendencies and having an opportunity to take advantage of that. That's exactly what – that's the whole point of it. It's the chess game that is the NFL. All right, what else you got?
All right, my man Chris Lee tweets at us, and he says, with the Browns having three quarterbacks signed until 2017, what are the chances of them drafting one next year, and are the chances now decreasing?
I don't think they're decreasing in any way until they feel like they have their franchise guy. I think that they liked Austin Davis. The coaching staff has liked Austin Davis, and when you heard Mike Pettine talk about him, I think it was just that simple. It's a very much a no-risk situation for the Cleveland Browns, because they have got a guy now in Davis at $600,000, I believe, is what the reports are of the guaranteed money.
Yes.
So it's not a massive investment, and it's a young quarterback who started and won some games in the NFL that the Browns think, obviously, fairly highly of, and they're hopeful that they can, if they have him here, and maybe he becomes a long-term backup answer if Johnny Manziel becomes the starter. If Johnny Manziel isn't, it's another guy that's in the mix for them.
Yeah, he'll have to produce to earn the max of this deal, which is still only $4 million.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a smart sign. This is a young guy that this coaching staff has decided is talented, that they now have an opportunity to develop and do so at a completely cheap and cost-effective way.
All right, guys. And last but not least, Browns _ updated tweets at the show. And he says, it's another quarterback question, but who will start more games this season, McCown or Manziel?
I'm going to go Johnny Manziel.
As of right now, the way we sit, I too will say Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, there it is. We're in agreement.
For the first time.
For the first time ever. So beautiful.
On this topic, yes.
That's right. All right, what else you got, Chris?
That's all we got.
That's it. That was the last one. All right. We appreciate that. Here's one that comes in. He put hashtag Mailbag Wednesday from Adam Sandy. He says, could a key to the win on Sunday be the leading tacklers in the game are defensive linemen and linebackers? I only asked the last question because that's how we beat Tennessee in our two losses. The defensive backs led the team in tackles. I think that's absolutely right. You do not want people getting into your secondary. You do not want – that's where – when you're tackling at the secondary level, Matt, that means that people are far down the field.
They are. They absolutely are. And I think if I'm the San Diego Chargers, and I know the same optimism that we took into the Oakland Raiders game, talking about them being the 32nd ranked defense in the National Football League, do you, with Danny Woodhead and Melvin Gordon, not run the football and test the gap control, the eye control, of and their tackling ability of this Browns defense? Absolutely.
Of course you do. And that's exactly what I expect to see happen.
And a lot of play action off of it. If their plan is to run the football, get ready for play action, deep digs, down the field throws.
Got to be careful. Keenan Allen's had some big games so far already this season. Steve Johnson can play. Malcolm Floyd can play. You got to be able to come out and slow down at least Melvin Gordon. The interesting thing, Melvin Gordon has had 27 of his 44 carries in the first half of games. They're going to establish the run early. The Browns have been at their best against the run in first half of games. So that's going to be an interesting kind of head-to-head battle right there. But we'll get into this matchup in a lot more detail tomorrow here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Got to thank Dave DiNatale. Thank Chris Kuhn. Thank, of course, my man Matt Wilhelm. I am Nathan Zagura, and I'll thank you for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven
by the great people at Liberty Ford.
Atta baby. My bad. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys.
I'll go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.